The New World. Chapter 3. Dallas Fremont Bodine once told a reporter from Sports Illustrated that the difference between pro golfers and other big-time athletes was mainly that golfers didn't spit. Not unless they were from Texas, anyway, in which case they pretty much did any damn fool thing they pleased. Golf Texas style was one of Dally Bodine's favorite topics. Whenever the subject came up, he would shove one hand through his blonde hair, stick a wad of double bubble in his mouth, and say, "We're talking real Texas golf, you understand. Not this fancy PGA shit. Real down and dirty. Punch that sucker ball upwind through a cyclone and nail it 6 inches from the pin on a burned-out public course built right next to the interstate. And it doesn't count unless you do it with a beat-up 5-iron you dug out of the junkyard when you were a kid and kept around just 'cause it makes you feel good to look at it." By the fall of 1974, Dally Bodine had made a name for himself with sports writers as the athlete who was going to introduce a welcome breath of fresh air into the stuffy world of professional golf. His quotes were colorful, and his extraordinary Texan good looks spruced up their magazine covers. Unfortunately, Dally had a bad habit of getting himself suspended for cussing out officials or placing side bets with undesirables, so he wasn't always around when things got slow in the press tent. Still, all a reporter had to do to find him was ask the locals for the name of the seediest country-western bar in the county, and 9 times out of 10, Dally would be there, along with his caddy Clarence Skeet Cooper and 3 or 4 former prom queens who'd managed to slip away from their husbands for the evening. "Sonny and Cher's marriage is in trouble for sure," Skeet Cooper said, studying a copy of People magazine in the light spilling from the open glove compartment. He looked over at Dally, who was driving with one hand on the steering wheel of his Buick Riviera and the other cradling a styrofoam coffee cup. "Yes, sirree," Skeet went on. "You ask me. Little Chastity Bono's gonna have herself a stepdaddy soon."
"How you figure?"
Dally wasn't really interested, but the flickering of the occasional pair of oncoming headlights and the hypnotic rhythm of I-95's broken white line were putting him to sleep, and they still weren't all that close to the Florida state line. Glancing at the illuminated dial of the clock on the dashboard...